I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What's up, my friend? You are listening to the Chillpreneur Podcast, the number one place for rule-breaking entrepreneurs to learn how to build a standout personal brand and a kick-ass business without having to hustle their life away. Get ready to be inspired, have a laugh, meet some extraordinary guests, and of course, get your excitement high with some epic dancepreneur party vibes. Hello, my friend, and welcome back to another episode of the Chillpreneur Podcast. I'm just going to say it. I think this episode might just be one of the most necessary podcast episodes that I have ever recorded out of the hundreds of podcast episodes, out of all the different lives, YouTube videos, pieces of content that I've ever put out onto the internet. I think this might be the most necessary piece of content that I've created in my entire career. However, it is going to massively call you out. It is probably the thing that you are needing to hear most and yet least likely actually want to hear, because in this episode, we are going to dive deep into patience. The reason why I wanted to talk about this episode is because lately I have been having so many conversations with clients throughout my group coaching programs and my one-on-one clients, and the center focus for so many of these conversations is the sheer frustration that my clients are experiencing because they are not getting results fast enough. And what this leads them to believe is that they won't get results in the future, and so what's the point trying now? This mindset is the reason why so many people fail at entrepreneurship. I love the classic quote that there's no such thing as failure until you give up. And most people do fail at entrepreneurship. Like, most people start businesses and are never able to see success. And it's not because there was inherently anything wrong with them or their strategy necessarily. It's just that they simply didn't give themselves enough time to actually find the strategy that works for them and to develop the mindset that they needed in order to actually succeed. The internet is filled with falseness. I'm just going to say it. Like, I'm just going to call it. I had a conversation with a client this morning who was feeling frustrated because she was comparing herself to some other people in her space. And I did this. I did this as well. And I want to talk about my journey a little bit and why, looking back and connecting the dots, I find so much peace in how fucking long it's actually taken me to get to the point where I am today. And I still am nowhere near compared to people who've even started way after me. But my client was comparing herself to some people that were in her industry, and I had to remind her that you have no idea what everybody else is actually doing. Like, yes, you might see the results that they share with you, but also a lot of people fabricate their results. A lot of people may look like they're having the best fucking time in the world and are actually hating every single step of their journey. You don't know how much mindset work that someone had to put in before they even got to the point of posting on Instagram or putting out their first YouTube video. Someone might have a decade worth of experience or personal development, and then yes, they just put in a reel out, and because it was so good because of all that mindset work and that experience that they had, they went viral, or the content just landed. That person might have done 10,000 hours of study on consumer psychology. They may have been intentionally scrolling and trying to understand how the internet works for the past 5 years. They may have had someone that invested in their business to help them gain visibility. They might have just had that one contact that led them to new opportunities. So sitting there and comparing yourself to what you perceive to be somebody else's success or to be somebody else's journey is such a waste of time, because the reality is that you have no idea. And also, one of the things that I brought to my client's attention was you don't know how that person feels on the inside. That person could be severely depressed because they feel stuck and trapped within their own success. So many people that go viral actually don't have the time to acclimatize towards the next level success. And so they get to that point of realization that they've achieved all of their goals and are deeply unhappy because they don't feel like they earned it. Like, it was a fluke. And then they feel the pressure of trying to do it again. And then they have this, you know, all the people wanting to know how they did it, and they don't even know how they did it. Slow and sustainable growth is a blessing. You know why? Because every single step, every single intentional step that you take towards success gives you the feeling that you actually earned that success. Going from 0 to 100, God, you think you feel imposter syndrome now? Imagine waking up tomorrow and having thousands of clients and you have no idea how it happened. Do you think you're going to feel good about it? No. You might feel good initially because you're like, woo, all of this money, I'm gonna book a holiday. But then what happens after that? What happens when you can't actually handle it because A, your business isn't set up for that in the back end? Or what happens after that when your mindset isn't acclimatized to that new level of wealth and so you blow it all and then you feel like a failure because you couldn't hold on to it? Or what happens when people ask you how you got there and you can't answer the question because you have absolutely no idea other than the luck of the algorithm? And so comparing yourself to other people's journey is such a waste of time, as well as trying to compete with people who achieve quote unquote fast results, which, by the way, is the extreme minority of people. It's just that they generally are the loudest to shout about it. But trying to compare yourself to these people is pulling you away from what actually matters. And what actually matters is that you have been put on this earth with a purpose. Whatever you desire to do on the internet, whatever message you have inside of you to share, there's a reason for that. All of the experiences in your life that have led you up to this point that you are at right now have happened for a reason. And again, I want to share my journey because it was fucking frustrating, but coming to the point of realization that everything does happen for a reason, and I know that sounds cliche, but coming to that realization was the most empowering, freeing realization that I have ever had in my entire life. What you need to do as an entrepreneur that is going to help you to be more patient is learn to trust the process. So my journey started back in 2010. It is now 2022, 12 years ago. I started studying marketing. I walked into my first marketing class in June of 2010. I did a 4-year degree that took me 6 years to do, by the way, because I deferred so many times to travel Europe, which was fucking amazing. And I don't care that it took me so long to get there. But that's where my journey started, back in 2010. I then started creating content on the internet in 2014, in October 2014. So I created content on the internet with all of this marketing skills. So I had 4 years of marketing skills at this stage. I created content on the internet for 2 years for free, building my community without making a cent, without having a business, before I even started to think about monetizing. It wasn't even then that I monetized. In 2016, I started a social media marketing business. After I graduated and after I was made redundant from my job, in 2016, I finally started implementing my marketing, public relations, and business skills, and I started a business in social media marketing. Was this business successful? Kinda, not really. I was just lucky, quote unquote lucky, that I was able to get quite a big client off the bat, which allowed me to work with multiple different brands because they were a manufacturer and they manufactured lots of different brands. Long story short. Anyway, I then, when I was 27, in 2017, started the business that I have now. I started business coaching. So I'd graduated, I'd started my social media marketing business. At that point, I'd had 3 years experience on the internet creating content. And then so I started teaching people to do the same. Now, in the beginning, I worked with a bunch of people for free. I did not charge them a cent. I went and saw them in person for many of the people. And then there were a few people online. And I actually helped him. I had a Chinese herbalist. I had an acupuncture. I had a graphic designer. I had someone, or I helped someone who did, I helped two people that had the skincare brand. And then I had a personal trainer as well. So I had a bunch of different industries and niches, just working with them for free. Some of them were friends. Some of them were networks through my social media marketing business. And then I decided to, of course, launch my business and put it out onto the internet. Now, I was able to get clients relatively quickly. So some might think, oh my God, Erin, like she's just started this business and she's getting clients. Now, when I say quickly, it wasn't like, holy shit, I'm like making 10K months. Like it was like I was getting a client every month, every other month for the first like 6 months of my business. But you have to remember, I had had at that stage, seven years of experience in business and marketing. I had been 3 years on the internet creating content, and I was a year into a social media marketing business. So I knew how to market myself. I had some contacts, I had some leads, but I already had an audience of 20,000 people. Yes, it was in the fitness space, and that pivot did massively, massively take a hit to my engagement, but still there were a handful of people who knew, like, and trusted me. I had an audience of 20,000 people. And so that's why I was able to quote unquote get consistent clients for the first year of my business. But was it really even the first year of my business? No. Fast forward to today, I have a lot of people, a lot of clients coming into my space saying that they are inspired by my journey. They love where I am at. They look up to me, the lifestyle that I have and the business that I have. But I just want to remind you that this isn't like a few years of just like showing up and creating content on the business. What did I say before? This is 12 years of putting in the work, not only the work to my brand, my business, my marketing skills, but also my mindset. My mindset and my self-trust. Because let me tell you, 12 years is not a short amount of time. That is almost half of my life dedicated to this at this stage. And why I wanted to share my journey, because that's what the outside is, but the inside is very frustrating. I have had so many friends surpass me in growth with their income, in growth with their business. I have actually had quite a few clients surpass me in the way that they've been able to build their business. And the most frustrating part of it all is that these, you know, I felt frustrated about this. I felt like I'm not building fast enough. There's something wrong with me. Like I've got all this experience in business and maybe I don't even know how to build a business. If I did, then like, why aren't I as far along as all of these other people? You know, so many of the coaches that I work with were like, I started my business 3 years ago and then now I'm making like multiple six figures. And Of course, that's made me feel like at times, like there is something wrong with me. It's frustrating as all hell. And even worse, do you know what the worst part of it is? I've actually had multiple people on many different occasions, in nice ways, of course, but you know, it still stings a little, tell me that I should be further along. Now, I want to share this with you because I now feel so good about my journey. The reason being is that I can be an example that in order to build a sustainable business, in order to build a business that has the opportunity to go in so many different directions to have a true impact, I can be an example that it takes time. I can say to my clients, because again, I'm having all of these conversations with my clients who are feeling frustrated 3 months in, a year in, 6 months in, and I can say to them, because they can't come and complain to me that, you know, oh, I want to give up. I want to, you know, I'm further along. I'm not as far along as I should be. Because I'm like, I have 100% been there. But you know, the reason I am where I am now is because I just kept showing up. I just kept showing up through the frustration, through the self-doubt, the whole of 2018, one whole year. I wanted to close my business down because I was doubting myself so much. I've talked about this many times. Many, many times I've wanted to shut my business down, but for one whole year, the whole of 2018, but I still kept showing up regardless. I am now at the point, and don't get me wrong, I still feel the pressure and the frustration sometimes of being like, oh, I should be further along, but I have the skills and I have the tools to be able to come back to my purpose. And my purpose is to tell people to chill the fuck out. To start trusting yourself and your journey and your timeline more than you are comparing yourself to other people. comparing yourself to other people sometimes has its place. You know what I mean? You see something that someone has and you want it, and so you work to get it. Like, that's fine. Being a little jealous sometimes just is an indication of maybe something that you want. However, when you are at the verge of thinking that you are not good enough and that you should quit and that it's never going to work because of what everybody else is doing or what you're perceiving everybody else to be doing, you need to come back to self-trust. And I can only, as Steve Jobs says, connect those dots looking back. I wish on my journey that I would have trusted that the reason why it's taking me so much time is because one day I was going to be a shining example of what slow, sustainable growth actually looks like. Because here's the thing as well. Many of the clients that I shared with you have, you know, surpassed me in financial income, have also had major periods of burnout. I have never had a business-induced period of burnout. I have been burnt out through lockdown, I think most people were, but there's never been a period of time where I've worked myself so hard in my business that I've, you know, become so burnt out that I can't even get out of bed. I have also created incredible memories. I've actually been overseas almost 10 times since starting my online business. Like, that's absolutely mind-blowing to me. I've picked up all these hobbies. I have all these rich experiences with my friends and family. You know, I haven't looked back on, even though, of course, it's been frustrating, but I haven't looked back on the last, let's say, 5 years that I have been building the business that I have today and felt like I've made major sacrifices. I've made millions of dollars on the internet and still lived a life that I would consider to be absolutely free and incredible and beautiful and healthy and, like, you know, focused on my Muay Thai. I've been able to do some incredible things in that space. And, you know, I don't want to sit here and ramble on about how freaking amazing I think my life is, but even through those points of frustration, like now, the only thing that I can attribute to the fact that I've been able to live this incredible life is that I have prioritized slow, sustainable growth. I have just showed up every single day and taken one step forward. I haven't put pressure on myself. I haven't tried to push myself to the point of burnout just so that I can get a couple extra bucks in my bank account. And so I really want to be this ambassador. And, like, again, as much as it has been frustrating for me along the journey to see people surpass me, I am more grateful today than ever that I can actually now inspire you and my clients and my students that where you are is absolutely perfect. Again, there is no greater and more important skill as an entrepreneur that you should work on developing than trusting yourself. Side note, I actually put out a post on my Instagram today at the point of recording this where I asked people what is taking away the fun from content creation. And most people's answers is like, I overthink it, or it takes so long because I'm judging myself, I'm doubting myself. The answer to that is self-trust. The answer to you feeling frustrated because things are taking time is trust. I have tattooed on my hand the word trust, because the word trust, or the concept of trust, is the missing ingredient that you really need to work on if you not only want to eventually become successful, but if you want to have fun in the process. Imagine with content creation, if you trusted your voice more, if you just trusted what ideas you had without criticizing and agonizing over every single word, trying to make it perfect by somebody else's standards. Imagine how much faster you would be at content creation, but also how much more fun you would actually have. Then also imagine if you just trusted the timing of your business. You still did the most important thing for success, and that is showing up for it every single day. You're still, you know, it's not like I'm just gonna trust, so I'm gonna sit back and just, like, just wait for my business to grow. No, you've still got to take action. That's the other word that I have tattooed on my hand. I have the word trust and I have the word action, because the combination of those two things is the key to success, right? You're allowed to have your insecurities. You're allowed to have your days of self-doubt. That's normal. Everybody experiences it. However, if you really just worked on trusting your timeline and said to yourself, okay, I didn't get that client. That's fine. I trust it. Okay, I did a launch. It didn't work. I trust it. What can I learn from that? What can I take from this experience? How can I be better next time? Taking radical responsibility for your shortcomings is also something that is super important as an entrepreneur. Being able to say to yourself, holy crap, I just launched and no one bought. There is something about my strategy that I could possibly work on so that next time I could get more people to buy. Or radical honesty, I just don't have enough leads in my audience. And so I need to focus on building my audience and building relationships with that community. Like, taking all of the emotion out of it, not being so attached, not being so personal about it as well. Just trusting the fact that, like, it's just a business, it's just a strategy, and that everything that doesn't work, there is a reason for that. To give you better skills, to give you better courage, to give you an experience, to give you a story. Like, for me, this whole frustration of clients passing me or things taking so long, that's a part of my story now. That's not only just a part of my passion, but I'm able to record this podcast based on the idea of all the things that at the time felt frustrating to me. All of the challenges that you go through are absolutely freaking necessary. I heard an interview recently with Tom Bailey and Alex Hormozi, and they were talking about success is just going from failure to failure to failure until something works. And I don't really like the word failure necessarily, because failure to me feels like the end game in terms of, like, once failure happens, that's it. There's no more after that. But, like, things not working, challenges, I do believe that. Like, success is going from, like, challenge to challenge to challenge, iterating until something works. Like Thomas Edison and the light bulb. What's that example? Like, I think the story is skewed every single time it's told by a different person. But I think the main example is, like, it took him 10,000 tries of trying to invent the light bulb to actually get to that point. So that was 10,000 quote unquote failures that led to success because of the small iterations, the small tweaks, the small doing the thing until something worked. And honestly, you want the secret to success in any area of life. You know, most people are so fucking impatient that they try something for such a short amount of time, and when it doesn't work, oh, I need another strategy. Things take time to flourish. You need to marinate in things. You need to implement things over and over and over and over again. I give this example all the time. If you sit down at a piano because you want to learn and you are, like, bashing the keys, like, you're like, what? It doesn't sound like Beethoven. It's not like you're going to turn around tomorrow and be like, well, that's it. That didn't work. Let me find another instrument. No, you know that if you want to learn the piano, you have to practice every single day until you get good. So it's the same with strategies. It's the same with trying to grow a social media platform. It's the same with trying to build a business. It's the same with selling. It's the same with launching. Every single product you develop is not just going to work perfectly on the first time. Every funnel you put together is not just going to instantly work. Every single new format of content that you try is not just going to perfectly work. Sometimes you might fluke it and do really well, but it's still going to need iteration to be a sustainable strategy for your business. And so success is very simple. If you want to succeed at something, you find the simplest strategy that feels good for you to implement over and over again, and then you just do it every single day. If you want to grow some big ass biceps, you're going to go in that gym, you're going to lift weights every single day. And if you don't like lifting weights, and if that doesn't feel like something that you can do every single day, then you're going to go and you're going to get on a stripper pole and you're going to pull your own body weight up until you build those biceps. Or you're going to get in a canoe and you are going to row yourself down a river. Either way, all of those things are going to give you biceps at some stage if you do it every single day, right? That's all success is. It's doing a few simple things, but then there's this whole other conversation of how we don't feel worthy for success. So when things are too simple, then we want to overcomplicate it for ourselves. And so we're not actually looking for a different strategy. We're looking for a more complicated route to get there so that we feel worthy. But that's another conversation for another day. What I'm trying to say here is that success takes time. Slow down, you're doing fine. What was that, real? You can't be everything you want. Oh my God, I should just not sing. But anyway, that's like, slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you are supposed to be before your time, I think it is. It's so true. Trust your journey. Every single thing, every single challenge or thing that's not working or moment of frustration is there to help guide you, is there to help you grow. Trust me, you do not want the fast success because you're more likely to end up where you are now or worse off than you were in the first place, than if you just grow slowly and sustainably and you trust your own process, you trust your own journey, you trust every single lesson and challenge that is supposed to happen on your way. Because everything that's happening to you now is setting you up with a skill, a characteristic trait, or a new belief that you're going to need in the future. Every single thing that's happening to you now is supposed to happen so that you can become who you need to be to handle the success that you want in the future. Because think about it right now. Who you are today with the limiting beliefs, the self-doubts, the fears of judgment, who you are today, do you think you, exactly as you are today, could handle 1 million followers on the internet and a $10 million business? Radical question. You want it. You want to wake up tomorrow with these results, but do you, as the person you are today, without going through, you know, acclimatizing to hate comments or feeling the sting of like getting taxed at, you know, a 75K a year. Imagine if you're paying $5 million in tax. All of the things that you need to have experience in at 1 million followers in a $10 million business, they're going to happen to you slowly along your journey. So stop rushing it. And honestly, I just want to conclude this conversation with two really important things. Because I know, just as a society, we are all impatient. Amazon Prime, Netflix, Uber Eats, all of these things, Reels, TikToks, On Demand, all of these things have made us uncontrollably impatient. We are so used to getting things now that we want the same for our success, that we want the same for our journey. However, the thing that can be the antidote to wanting things now is enjoying the waiting. So if you, for example, were, I don't know, waiting for a train, but you're sitting there with your best friend having the best freaking conversation, looking at the view, you're in a new city, you know, I'm sure you in Paris don't mind waiting for a train because you're in this new environment, it's amazing, all the stimuli, the experience, the conversation. I'm sure if you're waiting for a train in the rain in, you know, as you're like rushing to get to work. So I'm saying like a waiting period for something, an anticipatory period of something can actually be delightful if you set it up that way. And how to set it up that way in your business, use strategies that you actually enjoy implementing. Waiting for those biceps, if you fucking hate rowing, then rowing to get them is not going to be that fun and you will probably quit. But if you like going into the gym and lifting weights, then do that. Because the more that you enjoy the strategies that you have chosen to implement to get to your goal, and you can do those each and every single day and still have a good time, that is how you're going to get there. And specifically when it comes to business, the other side of it, don't lose sight of your mission. So much of our impatience comes from the me focus. I need to prove to myself. I need to show the world that I'm successful. I need to feel validated. I need social media to validate that I'm amazing. Otherwise, I'm not going to show up. If social media doesn't tell me I'm amazing, why would I want to show up? When we're so focused on ourselves, that's when the impatience intensifies. However, when you don't lose sight of your mission, when you don't lose sight of the fact that you are starting this business not for yourself necessarily, the perks that you get to achieve is a byproduct of the fact that you are starting this business to change other people's lives. So don't lose sight of that. Every single day when you start feeling impatient, think to yourself, God, if I just showed up on social media today and just shared what's on my mind, I could change somebody else's life. I could point somebody else's life in a different direction. I am doing this work. I am learning. I am selling. I'm creating because I have a mission to make somebody else's life better. You know, Will Smith in an interview once said, if you're not making somebody else's life better, then you're wasting your time. And I so deeply appreciate that with that. So much of business rhetoric these days is designed to make us feel like it's just for us. It's about the money we make. It's about the goals that we smash. It's not about that. That's not the purpose of businesses. The purpose of business is so that you can solve problems. That's what businesses do. And solve problems, not for yourself necessarily, although that might happen in the process, but for other people. You want to start a restaurant, it's because you use your passion for food to solve people's hunger problems, right? If you are a personal trainer, sure, you love working out, you love being in the gym, but at the end of the day, you're there to help people get in the best shape of their lives, to be healthy, to be fit, to live, you know, to have more longevity. And so what you're doing is for other people. And when you are so connected to your values and to your mission, which by the way, I did a free little live training in my membership, the Chillpreneur membership. It is such an incredible space to be. It is literally just $22 a month. And I have some people saying that it is more valuable than $10,000 programs that they have taken. It's full of different masterclasses that will help you on your business journey in mindset, business development, product development, and marketing. It's got like how to start a podcast, how to start start a YouTube channel, how to develop the identity of an entrepreneur. There's lots of different classes in there, as well as we have a live coaching session every single month and a group that you can connect and collaborate with other members at just $22 a month. Plus, we're planning lots of amazing upgrades in the future. But in there, I actually did a free live training in the group all about connecting to your mission and to your values. So you can go check that out as well if you want. But to conclude, patience, self-trust, becoming the coolest person you know, just throw that in there because that's important as well, connecting to your mission and having a fucking good time in the process. This is what is going to make you successful eventually when the timing is right for you. All right, I love you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please, please, please do reach out to me on social media and let me know what resonated. Just send me a message on Instagram DMs. I absolutely love feedback on these podcasts because unlike a YouTube video, unlike an Instagram reel, you, of course, don't get as much engagement. And it's not all about the engagement, but I love the feedback. I love to know your thoughts. I am so deep in my own mission, but I really want to make sure that this was helpful for you, that was impactful for you. So I would love to invite you to reach out to me on Instagram and just share what you got out of this podcast today, share anything that came up, share anything that triggered you, share anything that, you know, maybe rubbed you the wrong way, because that is just as awesome as well, because that'll allow you to identify areas that you can do the work. All right, I love you. I hope you have the most amazing day. This didn't have a dance party, so let's close off with a deep breath, rather. All right, I love you. I'll see you in the next episode.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.